Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We're glad to be here in the service this morning. Today is Tuesday. It is the 11th day of February 2020. God is so good, and his mercies endure forever and ever. It is so wonderful to be alive, to be here, to be able to pray, to come together with the saints of God, to intercede on behalf of those who may not be able to pray. There are many people out there who don't know that they can pray. There are those who have been in a place where they don't want to pray. And we thank God that we continue to come and we seek his face daily. We seek him while he may be found and call upon him while he is yet near. So this morning, I'm going to ask Apostle Horsley if you will lead us off in prayer, and then we will go from there this morning as we have come to praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We come to you, Lord God, in this hour of power, prayer, on prayer, prayer, deliverance, ministry, Lord God. We come, O Lord God, holding up the whole entire circle of friends, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Come to thank you, Lord God, for this Tuesday morning, O Lord God, that you have blessed us to wake up, be in our right mind, O Lord God, to give thy name the honor, the glory, and the praise, which it deserves, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So thankful, Lord God, for the things that have transpired in our lives, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Knowing, O Lord God, that you're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and the last, O Lord God. We cry on you, Abba, Father, because you are in heaven, O Lord God. God, we pray that your will be done here today, O Lord God, on earth as it is in heaven, O Lord God. God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for all the healing and deliverance that you're giving and that you're doing, O Lord God, that you're making a way out of no way, Lord God, that you're giving direction, O Lord God, that you're a shelter in the time of storm, Lord God. You're our strong tower, Lord God. You're all our righteousness, O Lord God. We stand complete in you, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we come this morning in this hour of power of prayer to worship, O Lord God, to thank you, O Lord God, to bless your holy name, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In you, Lord, we move, we breathe, and we have our being, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for stretching forth your hand of healing and deliverance, O Lord God. The workmanship of your hand in the most difficult places, O Lord God. The strength of your right hand, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Morning by morning, Lord God, is new mercy we see, O Lord God. Thank you for your loving kindness, O Lord God, your tender mercy, O Lord God, that you show, Lord God, when we get in the hours of distress and straits, O Lord God, that you're there, O Lord God. We thank you this morning, O Lord God, because you're only a prayer away, Lord God. So, God, we come to thank you, Lord God, to unite our hearts in one accord and in prayer, Lord God, to go forth, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for every child that was born, O Lord God, between yesterday prayer line, O Lord God, and this morning prayer line, O Lord God, that you bless our children, O Lord God, while they're doing those final hours of sleep before some of them go to school, O Lord God, and some are at it already, O Lord God. Our children, O Lord God, that are in higher education, O Lord God, going into the college, O Lord God, going into the work area, O Lord God, the young adults, O Lord God, that forget some time, O Lord God, that they need to pray and need to worship, O Lord God. Lord God, we stand complete in you, O Lord God, and we worship you, O Lord God. So we come, O Lord God, this time of morning, O Lord God, to intercede, O Lord God, to repair the breach, O Lord God, that is missing, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, to strengthen those, to encourage those, O Lord God, that rise this time of honor, to shine before you, O Lord God, to give your name the glory, O Lord God, to give you thanks, O Lord God, for so many years of life, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, to come and let you know, Lord God, and to bring out troubling times before you, Lord God, and things that we need, O Lord God, and God to do. Hey, Bo Shatan Akayasia, the things that only you can do, O Lord God, by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we realize that you are mission, O Lord God. But you're all knowing, O Lord God. You told us that we desire when we pray, O Lord God, that we should have it, O Lord God. You say to it in two or three, together, O Lord God, that you're in the midst, O Lord God. So we thank you for being in the midst, O Lord God. We ask that you move, God, that you cover every situation, O Lord God, that you strengthen the pastor, Darlene, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Strengthen and bless the wife, the Lord of God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. As they break the bread of life today, O Lord God, as they begin to teach and expound on, O Lord God, on the scriptures that you have gave, O Lord God, to be clarity and wisdom, O Lord God, so clear, O Lord God, that a child may understand, O Lord God, that they may see or hear and run, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, realizing, O Lord God, that you're the only wise God, our Father, Lord God. You're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and the last. Oh, how we love you today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. All our steps, O Lord God, give us traveling mercy, O Lord God. Protect us continuously, Ikayasa. Protect us, O Lord God, from dangers seen and unseen. Those that are in the work area, Lord God, the workplace, O Lord God. Protect from accidents, O Lord God, incidents, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, let your glory be revealed in us, O Lord God. Let us have a word, O Lord God, a fruit of the Spirit, O Lord God, a word that we can give to someone in need today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, for your favor, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you do for us, O Lord God, as we continue this hour of power prayer. Hallelujah, Lord God, in this prayer deliverance ministry, O Lord God. We thank you for the time that you give us in Jesus' name. To you, Ikayasa, be be honored, the glory, and the praise. Lord God, bless our brothers and sisters, oh Lord God, and on other continents, oh Lord God, over in South Africa, Zimbabwe, Lord God, wherever so they be, oh Lord God, Europe, Finland, hallelujah, Lord God, even some brothers in Russia, Lord God, wherever they be, oh Lord God, we are praying for the peace of Jerusalem, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the president of this United States, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God, because the heart of the king is in your hand, oh Lord God. You turn it whatsoever way you will, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray for everyone, oh Lord God, that their discernment be sharpened, oh Lord God, that their eyes of understanding this morning be enlightened through the Holy Spirit of promise, in the name of Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, our daily bread. And forgive us our debt, Lord God, as we forgive those. For as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We thank you. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Darwin. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Apostle Horsley, for getting us started in prayer this morning. We're just so grateful that we're here once again. Thank you for your diligence and your faithfulness. God bless you for all that you do to help us here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. It's awesome. Awesome. So I will continue in prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you so much for just being here, this opportunity to be in your presence, Lord, because in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand, pleasures forevermore. We're grateful, Lord, for all that you're doing. Thanking you for just being our banner. You go before us and you pave the way. You're there with us every step of the way. You would never leave us. You would never forsake us. So we're grateful for that this morning. We're grateful, Lord, that we are able to get up and move about and do the things that we need to do. You have blessed us, Lord, even when we were asleep last night in the very image of death. You woke us up this morning and we're able to just come together once again. So we're grateful, Lord, today for the unity of the faith, the unity of the body, oh God. We're glad because you have forgiven us. And Jesus came to this earth so that he could give his life as a ransom for each and every one of us. He became the propitiation for our sins. He was the sacrificial lamb. So we're thanking you, Jesus, for your obedience to come to this earth. You didn't have to do it, but you did. But we thank you for that this morning. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. And we're grateful for the Holy Spirit. We say, Holy Ghost, have your way this morning. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon us. Spirit of the living God, teach us what we need to know. We know that we must use the the Spirit of the Lord to help us each and every day. We know that without you, Lord, we are nothing. We're like a ship without a sail. So we thank you, Lord, today for helping us as we come together, as we're in this hour of power of prayer, as we're working the work that you have called us to, oh God. We know we must work while it is day, because when night cometh, no man can work. And we must redeem the time, oh God. We must take advantage of this opportunity to be here together, to do your work, oh God, to say the prayers, oh God, to pray for one another, oh God. We are grateful, Lord, today for just having this time together, oh God. It is just a marvelous thing, oh God, and we're blessing you this morning, oh God. So as we go through this hour of power of prayer, we pray that we will be blessed by your word, oh God, blessed by what you have deposited in our spirits, oh God, and help us, Lord, to just do your will better each and every day, oh God. Help us to have clean hands and a pure heart, that we will get stronger and stronger in you, God. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Hallelujah, oh Father. We say, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. I bless his holy and his righteous name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and go into the word this morning. My goodness, I've got a little something going on with my throat, but the Lord is good, and his mercies endure forever and ever. We're going to get through this hour of power of prayer because God has ordained it. We would not be dismayed or anything of the sort. So let us go into the word here. Our scripture of the week is in the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 24. And I will start at verse number 1 today. The verses that we had in mind were verses 4 through 6, but I will start with number 1. And we're talking about clean hands and a pure heart. So we realize that this psalm is a psalm of David. And let me get to Psalm 24 and verse number 1. And so the word of God says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place?" Verse 4 says, "He that had clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully." Verse 5, "He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation." Verse 6 says, "This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, Selah. We're going to pause and think about that. So this Psalm of David is supposedly the psalm that was penned during the time of David bringing up the ark to the place that was prepared for it, and that the intention of it was to lead the people above the pomp of external ceremonies to a holy life and faith in Christ. And we ourselves have to keep our minds at a place where we know that Christ is the center of everything in our lives. We must keep in mind that the heavens belong to God, where he has prepared the throne of his glory. And we're reminded here that the earth belongs to God and his kingdom rules over all. Even the smallest of animals, the smallest of insects, God recognizes them and they are under his dominion. Just thinking of the fact that this earth has so much that comprises what this earth is all about. You think about, many times I think about how God made the earth, and he put the water out there, and he put the land there, and the water does not overrun the land. And the land has a limit, has boundaries. All of this, God made all of this for his own glory and for his own self. But he allowed us as a people to be here. He's allowed us even to have dominion over the earth. So the first verse says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." So everything in this earth belongs to God. When God gave the earth to the children of men, he reserved it to himself. He reserved himself the property of the earth. He lets us use it while we're here. "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The mines that are lodged in the bowels of the earth belong to the Lord." The hurricanes that we see and the volcanoes that we see belong to the Lord. All the animals in this earth realm belong to the Lord. The little insects, the worms, everything. In fact, I saw this strange worm on my driveway the other day. Me and David came into the driveway, and this really strange-looking worm was there. That belongs to the Lord. Just thinking of the very smallest of things that God has put here belongs to the Lord. And so we realize that we as human beings, we're able to build things in this earth. We're able to make things that we wear. We make our clothing. We do all kinds of things. We go out and we plant food in the ground. We put seeds in the ground and the food grows, and we see trees come up. All of this belongs to the Lord. We have been given the opportunity to use what God has put here in this earth realm. These are the things that God has put here. It is the kingdom of his grace that we're looking to. We are just looked upon as emptiness, for All of these things are vanity of vanities. Nothing of all of these things do not mean anything except for the fact that we have been put here to serve the Lord. The earth is full of God's riches. So it is the great and wide sea also that God has put here for his glory. All the parts and regions of the earth are the Lord's. All are under his eye. All are in his hand. So that wherever a child of God goes, wherever we go, we know that God is there. We know that we're walking on his ground. We're breathing his air. We're seeing his stars and we're seeing his moon. We're receiving the blessings from the warmth of the sun. And even when it rains, the rain sometimes is overwhelming, as we have seen over the last few days here where I live. And I've talked to some people in other parts of the country, and they are having different kinds of weather. All of these things remind us of God. He is the one who put all of this here in the earth. And so the inhabitable part of the earth is his in a special manner, the world and those that dwell therein. We ourselves are not our own. Our bodies, our souls are not ours. They belong to God. All souls and minds is God, for he is the one who made our bodies and the father of our spirits. Our tongues are not our own. We are to use our tongues to glorify God. We're to use our bodies to glorify God. Everything in this earth belongs to the Lord. This is a good reason why we should be content with our allotment in this world and not envy others. The earth is the Lord's, and he can do what he wants with what he has put here. So when God blesses us, we should be grateful. When he blesses other people, we should be grateful, because everything belongs to him, and it is his own opportunity. He does what he wants to do. But we as the people of God, we can seek him daily. We can seek him while he may be found and do his will. The word says, for he had founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. So it lets us know he made it, he formed it, he founded it, and fitted it for the use of man. He fit everything for our use. The matter is his, for he made it out of nothing. The form is his. He made it according to what he wanted it to be, according to his eternal counsels, things that he had in his own mind. He made this earth that way. He made it himself. He made it for himself. And so he is the sole, entire, and absolute owner. Just to think that he allowed us to be here. He made things many years ago when Adam and Eve were put here on this earth. He put them here. He formed man in his very own image and blew into man the breath of life. Just to think that he did that in the beginning. And when they were started, when they got placed in this earth, we didn't know that we were going to be here, but God knew that we would be here. And so because of his wisdom, because of what he did, we know that everything belongs to him. And so we know that generations pass and another generation comes, but the earth will always be here. The earth will always be here until the end of time, until God takes it to the place where there's no more earth. The Lord is the one who put the earth here. Ecclesiastes 1:4 says, one generation passeth, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. So the question is, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? That's Psalms 24, verse 3. This earth is God's footstool. So who shall go to heaven after this earth, after we leave this earth realm? The people of God who keep themselves from all the gross acts of sin. Those who have come to Jesus Christ and truly love him. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. We have clean hands. They're not spotted with the pollutions of the world and the flesh. None that were ceremonially clean, they were unclean many years ago when the Bible was first put in place. Those who were were unclean based on the ceremonies that they did, they were not able to enter into the mountain of the temple, which signified that cleanliness of conversation, which is required of all those who have fellowship with God. The hands that are lifted up in prayer must be pure hands. There should be no sinfulness in our hands when we lift our hands up to the Lord. We can have nothing that defiles a man that is offensive to our holy God. So So those who have clean hands and a pure heart will be stronger and stronger. We know that we have to have a conscience to truly love our God. We must not be just outwardly sanctified. We cannot say that we're sanctified on the outside, but on the inside we have grossness. We have sinful thoughts. We have sinfulness within the inside. Our minds are not pure and our minds are not clean. That is not what God wants. That is not those who will go into the heavenlies when we leave this earth realm. We have to have pure hearts. It is not enough that our hands be clean before men. We cannot just put on an outward show to men. We cannot just pretend like we're sanctified and we're holy, but on the inside we're not. When we get behind closed doors, we're doing whatever we feel like doing. We're doing things that are contrary to the will of God. That is not what God wants. He wants us to be pure and holy. He says, none but the righteous shall see God. And he says, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And so we have to have those pure hearts. We have to have clean hands. And we must not pretend to be pure and good, and our hands are defiled with acts of sin. God sees everything. God knows everything. And so we have to have those pure hearts which are sincere and without guile and covenanting with God. Those things that we do must be truly guarded. We must be serious about our relationship with God. It says, the unclean spirit touch it not, which is purified by faith and conformed to the image and will of God. So we look at this Matthew 5 and 8, it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So they shall see God as those who have those pure hearts. Our hearts have to be pure towards God and pure towards men. You know, as we're going through this life, there are things that we have in our hearts. Sometimes we may have a grudge against somebody. We may have unforgiveness in our hearts. And we have to get those things right in order to be righteous in the eyes of our Father God. God is the one who sees everything, and he knows everything. He wants us to deal honestly with God and also with man. In our covenant with God and contracts with men, we cannot swear deceitfully. We cannot go and say one thing and do a different thing. We have to hold on to the promises. If we make a promise to the Lord, we make a promise to somebody, we must do those things that we say that we're going to do. We all pray. We must be praying people. We must seek the Father. We must seek his face. We must do what he says to do as we pray one for another. He says, pray without ceasing. We are a praying people, as it's spoken of in verse number 6, a praying people. We have to pray consistently. We have to pray with clean hands. You know, when we come before the Father, you know, there's a scripture in the Word that tells us that if we have an ought against somebody, we must put our gift on the altar, go back and get it right with that person, then come and present our gifts to our Father. So we must have a pure heart. We must have clean hands. We must have the right intentions in our lives. We have to seek the Father each and every day. And so coming and being in communion with the Father means that we are truly submitted and committed to him. You know, many times we need to ask the Lord to just open up our eyes, open up the eyes of my heart, Lord, that I will see what you see, that I will do what you want me to do, that I will see the things that may not be perfect in my life. I can see the unclean things in my life. Look at myself. Sometimes we need to ask the Lord to shine the flashlight on us so that we can see. You know, when you're in a dark place, let's say the lights go off in your house. There are times when the electricity turns off and you cannot see anything in your house. I know the places to walk in my house because I live in my house, but at the same time, you really need a light so that you can see what's going on in the house. So you take a flashlight or you may get a candle so that you can see more clearly. And so sometimes just in the spiritual sense, we need to take that flashlight and shine it on ourselves and ask God to show us those things that are in our lives that we need to fix, that we need to take care of, that we need to get rid of. You know, many times we may hold on to some things that are not truly of God. He wants us to be pure. He wants us to be holy, because when we are living for Jesus Christ, our lives reflect who we are in him, and many people are watching us. Many people may not say anything to you about what you're doing, but they are watching us. They're watching each and every person who is a part of the body of Christ, and they are looking to see, are you truly living for Jesus Christ? And so we don't want to be a stumbling block for anybody. We want to have that righteousness in the Lord. We need to be pure and holy so that other people can come, and we will make it into the heavenlies. We will ascend into the heavenlies when we leave this earth realm. We're going to receive a blessing from the Lord when we are righteous, when we're filled with his love, and we're filled with those things that God has placed in our hearts to do. This is the generation, verse number 6, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Just as Jacob sought the Lord, there was a time when Jacob wrestled. He said, I will not let you go until you bless me. There are times we need to seek the Lord in such a way that we will not let him go until he blesses us. We need to seek him with such passion and strong desire for him. Seeking his face, we're going to receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of our salvation. That's verse number 5. But these things we have to pray and seek the Lord as Jacob did. There were times when other men and women of old had to seek the Father. They had to pray before the Lord, and they did what God wanted them to do, and they had passion for Jesus Christ. I'm thinking of Paul and Peter, and they were just so staunch men of God that they wanted to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, and their lives were such that many people didn't like what they did. But even in our lives, we will see that people may not like what we're doing because they feel like we think that we're better than them, but we're not trying to be better than anybody. We just want to please our God. We want to have those clean hands and a pure heart, and we're not trying to bash anybody at any time, but we want to live the word of God. We want to live righteously, and we want to live with holy hands and a pure heart. You know, these are things that God speaks in his word that he would like to see happen in our lives. And so if we truly love our God, if we truly understand the word of God, we will be in that word and we will see those things. God will show us as that flashlight is being shined on us, that we can see those things that need to come out of us, and we can see the things that need to be removed. As we think about just another example, when you have something going on in your body, the doctor may sometimes have to go in there and remove some things so that your body can feel better. And God can do the same thing. He can go in there and do an operation on us and clean those things up, but we have to be yielded to him. We have to be submitted to him. We have to feel like, well, he truly is a potter and we're the clay, and we're not going to tell him how to do his work, but we're going to ask him to help us to be in a position to truly have those clean hands and a pure heart. The doctor, Jesus, can clean us, can cleanse us, can remove those things that are not proper in our lives. And the Holy Spirit, we have to rely on the Holy Spirit to convict us many times. That Holy Spirit will let you know when you're out there and you're in certain situations. It will convict you and let you know. It will let all of us know those things that need to be fixed in our minds and our spirits so that we can have true covenant with God, true connection with God, so that even when you come and pray, your prayers won't be hindered when you have those pure hands and a clean heart. When you come before the Lord with a righteous spirit, when you come before the Lord, you are going to have the right mind to speak the word of God and share the word of God even with others as you're preparing. As we are preparing for eternity, this is something that helps us to know that we cannot just be lax in our witness, witness to God. You know, just be a witness before the Father and let him know, Lord, I truly want to be pure in all that I do. I don't want to have any uncleanness in my life. You know, many times the enemy will bring things to your mind that you used to do, or I used to do. He may bring things to my mind that I used to do years ago. And when I say I and I say you, that means all of us. It's not that I'm pointing fingers at anybody. It's that we as a body of Christ have different issues that may come in our lives and different things that we have to deal with. But we know that if we have that pure heart, if we truly have the desire to do what God wants us to do, then we will live that righteous life. We will live according to his will. We will go out and be a beacon. We will be that salt of the earth that people will see us. We will be that candle that people can see the light of Jesus Christ in our lives so that we can prepare ourselves and then help others to know Jesus. This whole the whole life that we're living is not just so we can be saved. Sure, we want to be saved, and we want to ascend into that holy hill, ascend into the heavenlies when we leave this earth realm, but we want others to make it into the heavenlies too. We want others to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior too. We don't want people to die in their sin. You know, many people will because they won't make that decision for Jesus Christ, but at the same time, the Lord wants us to have that pure heart, clean hands and a pure heart so that we can live for him truly and deliberately. We must deliberately want to serve him, deliberately want to be righteous in his eyes, not our own righteousness, but we realize that our righteousness is as filthy rags and our best is as dung unto him, but we still strive to do his will. So we ask him to cleanse us every day. We need to maybe just come before the Lord and ask him, cleanse me, O Lord, from any unrighteousness as I go through this day, O Father. Help me to live truly for you, God. If there's anything that may even cross my mind that is not pure, that is not holy, I ask you to remove it. Just recently, somebody sent me a question about relationships, asking me if they were, lusting after a woman, is that sinful? And I sent them the scripture that says that if you lust after somebody in your heart, that is a sin against God. So we cannot have that kind of thing happening in our lives. You know, it's okay to look at somebody and like them, but when you begin to lust and go into, I mean, your mind can be really bad. So we have to have that purification in our minds. Our minds have to be pure. Our lives have to be holy before the Lord. And this is what God wants. It's good to know that God has given us his word, and we can get into that word and begin to meditate on that word day and night, that we will observe to do all that's written therein, and then we will make our way prosperous and we will have good success. And we must prosper in the things of God as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All the things that we need shall be added unto us. So we want to prosper in the things of God first of all, and then we will prosper in the natural. So we want to seek the Lord each and every day, seek him while he may be found, and call upon him while he is yet near. So I'm grateful today for this word. This is an awesome word of God. And I mean, there's more to this book, Psalms 24, but I'm going to stop at verse number 6 as far as what I wanted to share today. You know, if somebody wants to share something later, that's fine. I mean, if there's something that you want to say, we're going to give you an opportunity in just a few minutes. If you received anything out of this teaching this morning, I'm just going to open it up in just a few minutes. But, Lord, I just want to just thank you for the word. I pray, God, today that this word has been received, oh, God. I pray that we have received something out of it, oh, God, so that we will get stronger in our walk with you, oh, God, that we will realize, oh, God, that none but the righteous shall see God, that we will not ascend into the holy hill. We will not make it into the heavenlies if we don't have clean hands and a pure heart, oh, God. I just ask you, Father, that each and every one of us will examine ourselves, oh God, and ask you, Father, to help us, Lord, as we continue this journey, that we will live according to your will, Father. I know, Father, today many times the enemy will come in, but like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against them, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today that we are trusting and depending on you, God, and depending on the Holy Ghost, oh God. And we will follow what you say, oh God. We will follow what you have spoken to us, oh God. We just thank you, Lord, today for that Holy Spirit, because we truly need that Holy Spirit to help us as we go through this life that we're living in. It's in the name of Jesus I pray, and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So right now the lines are being open so that if you have anything you want to share, if you received anything, or if there's something that was said that encouraged you, you can share that right now. Amen.
Amen. Greg from Pennsylvania.
Amen. Good to hear you, Greg.
Hey man, it's good to be here. It's been a while. I really felt led to come though. I just like to thank God for the message of how encouraging it was. I've been involved with like a lot of different prayer meetings, and it seems like you're always praying about something going on somewhere, or all these things with our government lifting them up. So it was just really, really grateful to have that where I'm actually encouraged this time instead of just, you know, carrying burdens in prayer. It is very nice to have an encouraged word that edifies the body. So I thank God for that. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Greg. Good to hear your voice. It has been a while, but we keep you in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else?
Oh, I thank God. Pardon me. Thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Thank God for that scripture of the week. Thank God for how you expounded on it and opened it up. And I was thinking about what stuck on my mind was that the smaller things, how you and your grandson was walking in the yard, and then God just have you to acknowledge the small things. I call things like that the workmanship of his hand. The most difficult places, things that we don't see, things that we just walk by. It's even dangerous sometimes, seen and unseen. But God is just there. And then we remind it, and it's a very good, you know, very relevant scripture that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And what I thought about this morning was that he established it upon a flood moving water. I mean that God, to establish something that God is always moving, hey, Kasha, that he's always moving, he's always taking us to new places and taking us through different things, hallelujah to God, and he's with us on the waves, hallelujah, whatever goes up and down is God, he's just there all the time. So we thank you, God, and I'm also happy that we're able to come together and pray and unite our hearts and pray. Just thank God for every morning that he gives us, that we're able to come and just thank him before we begin the day, before the hustle and bustle of the day comes, before the for things come up to try us, hallelujah to God. We're there before the Lord, hallelujah to God, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And how I like how he said our hands have to be clean, hallelujah to God. I remember when I got saved, the old saints said that you can't even have a mark in your hand, hallelujah to God. It was a fruit that they used to eat, and it used to make a green spot in their hand, hallelujah to God. And when they went before the Lord one time in a vision, and he told them they got a green spot in there, and they rubbed it, it wouldn't come out. He said, even that has to be gone. Hallelujah. Because God is coming back for this church without a spot. And because I thank God for being here. I thank God for the word this morning. Hallelujah, God. I feel encouraged. I feel charged up, ready to face the day. Hallelujah, God, because of what the Lord has done on the, in this hour of power. Pray he has strengthened me. And I thank you. Hallelujah. Don't want to go too far. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Horsey. We appreciate that.
Good morning. This is Janice. I just want to thank you for the true gospel this morning. And as Pastor Horsley says about the clean hands, he that has clean hands and a pure heart. I'm just so grateful this morning because when you come, you explain the gospel so a baby can understand. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm also grateful for the prayers that my friend Emma Jean, she's out of surgery, and everything went well. I give God the honor, the praise, and the glory for all he has done for me. Thank you all so very much. Amen.
Amen, amen. Let's give God some praise for the testimony of the victory of the operation.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Be God, yes,
God. Bless your name, God.
Thank you, Lord,
today.
Thank you, Lord God.
Sister,
in the name of Jesus,
God,
we thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God. Thank you, God.
Sister Emma Jean, oh God, is blessed, oh God. We just pray, God, that has that
religion
of inspiration.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Glory, glory, glory.
Continue to do more, Lord God. Continue
Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your faithfulness, O God.
but you did almost shut them up. Cool, yes, hallelujah. Who's like holy, right?
Don't you know that he's working some things out for you? And so that's why I asked if you would just get up in the morning and give God a shout, give him a dance, give him a praise, just praise him because you woke up in the morning. Just give him a shout because he allowed you to see the day. Just to know that you are worshiping the Lord and praising him, and he's in the midst of that thing. If you just get up with joy in your spirit in the morning time, your day will be so much better. Instead of getting up grumpy, I'm so tired of getting up every day. Sometimes people get up with a grumpy spirit. But when you get up and you got the joy of the Lord in your spirit, my Lord, the Lord will bless you as you go through that day, and you will be able to spread some love and spread some kindness as you see people. There are people who just need to even see your smile as you go through the day. So use the word of God for his glory, and you will be blessed beyond measure. So I love each and every one of you. Thank you for being here today. And come back tomorrow. We'll be here once again on tomorrow. Apostle Horsley will be facilitating, and we'll be looking forward to what God has in store for us and what we can do to let him know we truly love him. We want to love him and keep his commandments and have those pure hands and a clean heart and clean hands and a pure heart. You know what I mean. You know what the word says. So we just want to have cleanliness as we go through the rest of our lives. So take this word and move on up in the Lord and do better by God. Amen. Everybody have a beautiful day, and we come back tomorrow. Adios. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled Ardley. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and that you live in continuous abundance,
And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.